In the name of Jesus. I've known my wife, Margaret, since I'm at least 6 years old. I knew her family. We worship at the same church, Christ Lutheran in Ozone Park, Queens. And her family, mom and dad and a brother and herself, always sat in the same pew. You all know that. We all have our space and our pews. But what was so wonderful about the pew they chose to sit in was right next to them was the Good Shepherd window. Jesus standing in the front of a flock of sheep, several sheep lying down in front of him, and he was holding a lamb in his arm. What an iconic picture of Jesus. What a comforting gospel picture of Jesus. And so here we are at what is called Good Shepherd Sunday. And we have at least two lessons that I'm sure in your heart as in my heart, just rings out and the memories that are attached to them. The 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And how often that falls off of our lips and from our heart in times of trouble, in times of grief, in times of sorrow, "The Lord is my shepherd. I'm in good hands. I'm well protected. The rod and the staff, they are with me. If I'm patient enough to keep pace with them rather than expect God to keep pace with me." And here in John's 10th chapter, Jesus declaring, "I am the good shepherd." Reminds us both of this psalm and also the name that God gives to Moses when he asks, "Who are you?" When people ask who you are, what should I say? Well, here's my name. I am who I am. God becoming a verb. In process of being, I am the good shepherd. He talks about himself as the shepherd, and right before this as the gate. In contrast with the thieves, those who break into the fold, who steal the sheep, who use and misuse the sheep, I am the good shepherd. Because it's so familiar, we might not hear the words. We immediately go, aha, and we know what the lector is going to read, the psalm we're going to respond to. And so very often we miss what's within the text. And there's this wonderful little aside, the 16th verse, that I very rarely, if ever, hear people talk about. Jesus talks about laying down his life for the sheep. And he says, "I have other sheep that belong to me who are not of this fold, and I also will bring them with me." I have other sheep, I have other folds, I have other flocks. I think that is terribly important for us in this time when we've been in many ways shattered, we've been broken apart, we've been in a year of isolation from many of the people we know and love. We're only beginning to be able to have more contact with one another. And the reminder that the Lord is my shepherd. Praise God, the Lord is my shepherd. But that the Lord is the shepherd of many, and many that we do not know of, many that we might not recognize. Many who are in the heart of God, but far from our thoughts, far from our understanding. We have a habit in the Christian church since the very get-go of breaking apart, of splitting into smaller and smaller and smaller groups. With some 32 Lutheran bodies here in the United States alone, we alienate ourselves from one another, because we call one another names, because I can't break apart and not say I'm better than what I'm breaking apart from. And we need to know that Jesus' goal is one flock, to bring that flock which knew him, Peter, James, John, Andrew, Mary Magdalene, Mary, his mother, Joanna, that whole crowd who followed him. And he reminds them that there are others who they might not know yet, but who are known by him and by the Father. And so I think it's very important for us to know, as we get back to the normal, which will never be again, but to a new normal, about our relationship with our brothers and sisters across the Christian spectrum, our relationship with our brothers and sisters in Judaism and Islam and other world faith systems. We live in a country that has many expressions of the love of God and of the experience of God. And perhaps there are all those other flocks that Jesus is talking about. We don't know that. We can't make that judgment. We can only seek the power of the Holy Spirit, that when we meet others, we meet them as Easter people as well. Whatever they call themselves, in our heart, we meet them as Easter people. We meet them as resurrected people. We meet them as people by God's will, by God's grace, living in the kingdom of God now, the kingdom of repentance, of changing life, so life is lived more, as we would say, as Jesus lived his, and of forgiveness, of overcoming brokenness, of overcoming division. As we get together once again, I know this congregation is hungering to get out in our center aisle and just spend 5-10 minutes out there hugging each other. Not doing that yet. We can hug each other because we know we're loved by God. And that's an expression of our love and our forgiveness, our gifts of forgiveness, are expressions of that resurrection love as well. The Lord is my shepherd, but the Lord also is everyone's shepherd. We unfortunately live in a country of great divide now, too. We've seen lots of fracturing in our society. You and I, as the people of God, the people of Christ, the forgiving people, need to be the presence of resurrected life among our neighbors and our communities. This resurrected life that understands that under every person and in every person is our tabernacled God, by God's promise and God's choice. The Lord is my shepherd. As Jesus reminds me, Paul, hey Paul, there are others. There are others I love, others I shepherd, and others for whom I lay down my life. And it makes their lives precious. Even when I cannot see it, even when you cannot see it in them, they are precious. For our Lord has laid down his life for them. And has risen again, because he is risen and he is alive and he is among us. Soon we'll celebrate the Ascension and talk about Jesus going up to join the Father. But by Jesus' own promise and the Father's affirmation, that Ascension is really another coming into our hearts to make us the temples. As the resurrected people, as the Easter people, as the people who know also and learn also how to lay down our lives for others, how to lay aside our importance for the good of others, how to lay aside what we feel is absolutely necessary in order to take the time to understand what those in the other flock know as necessary, and to come to the agreement simply to love one another, simply to forgive one another, and simply to embrace one another in peace. The Lord is our shepherd, all of us. And also, since we confess with the prologue of John, all things have come into being through him, not just us, but the shepherd of this cosmos, the biggest things from super black holes to the tiniest quarks are also shepherded, loved, and adored by God. Amen and amen. Alleluia.